This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies, I'd like to extend a very warm, easy, organic gardening welcome to each of you, and thank you so much for tuning in every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest this hour is gardening expert, author of many books, including The Invisible Gardener, television personality, speaker, radio show host, honored guest of the Easy Organic Gardener, talented musician, and my dear friend, Andrew Lopez. Take a moment to go to his website, InvisibleGardener.com. InvisibleGardener.com. It's your guide to the best organic gardening ever. Today's show is dedicated to my mother, Amy Jean Magnus Herrera, who passed away 20 years ago. She was the proud mother of five children and taught me many of the qualities I value today, such as humility, compassion, looking out for others who are less fortunate, never giving up, belief in my magnificence and that in others, and so much more. Most of all, she taught me unconditional love. And so I send each of you a big hug, lots of love, and many thanks for choosing to be an organic gardener. Well done. And now I would like to ask the amazing, the wonderful, the talented Andy Lopez to join me. Hi, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. You order pizza?
Pizza.
You want cheese? Okay, you want pepperoni? Well, I'm busy here.
Wouldn't that be great? You know, my husband is gluten intolerant, and he ever since we had the diagnosis, it's been about 6 years. Just to go ahead and support him, I don't eat a lot of gluten, and one of the things is pizza. So every now and then, so bringing up pizza, it's like,
you know, it's interesting. It's the opposite because my wife. It was, you know, she used to get migraine headaches, and we finally figured out it was the gluten, so she had to stop it. But in order for her to stop, I had to stop too. And of course,
yep.
I'm not intolerant at all, but I really miss pizza.
I'll tell you what, when I come up to visit you, we'll go out and get some pizza.
No, I would probably die because since you stopped, you can't really start up again. I stopped dairy, you know.
I know. It's just sort of the same thing for us. And you know, so we do buy, as a treat, we buy bagels that you can buy. They're gluten-free bagels. And sometimes on a Sunday morning, we will have, a bagel. So
I was buying gluten-free stuff. You know, I was buying gluten-free bread and gluten-free this, gluten-free that. But lately, I had a sinus infection about 2 months ago, and it turned out that I have a leaky gut because I had a blood test for food allergies. I tell you, with food, you know, and I got a new show called The Body and the Garden, where the two crazy guys, a gardener who's me and a doctor, get together and we talk about gardening, and he talked me into getting a food allergy test. I found out I'm allergic to a bunch of different stuff, even things I've never eaten before. And it turns out, and I said, well, how could I be allergic to, you know, for example, I haven't had scallops, right? And he said, well, it could be anything in that general, you know, area in terms of, those things. And I said, oh, okay. So, I stopped. So it turns out that I'm allergic to yeast. You know what it is that since we moved, we lived in Malibu, which is like another country all by itself, and nobody, you know, people, it's more health food people there than anywhere else, in, you know, concentrated area. But when I moved over here, living with normal people, and you go to the store with normal people, you end up buying normal things. So I started buying things that were, quote, natural, because in the past they used to tell people, It's safe if you bought them if they were labeled natural or certified organic. It's not anymore because the word natural has been infiltrated by the genetically engineered people who managed to talk the establishment to say that natural genetically engineered foods can be classified as natural. They're trying to get it to be classified as organic, but they can't. And so what I was eating was high fructose genetically engineered sugar. And they even have the new one now, which they were going to title high fructose. If I eat this, I'm going to die sugar, but you can't call it that. So they're calling it something really different. So it'd be, you know, people say, oh, it's just natural sugar. But it's so intense. And my body was just freaking out because it would, you know, it makes your yeast in your body go nuts. And so I've had to stop anything natural. Don't eat that anymore. I tell people, just forget it. If it says natural, go with certified organic. And even and now, to make it more exciting and more interesting, companies are just calling things by the name. Once called organic. That's the name of the thing, but it's not organic. Nothing organic about it. I'm looking at it and going, what is going on here, you know? And then they're calling it go green. We are green. I love Whole Foods, for example, but they have this classification of these are really good stuff. These sustainable. We do all this stuff. None of it's certified organic. They all use chemicals, and it's like, so it's getting even, you know. And I'm a smart guy when it goes shopping. I relabel. So if I'm falling into this trap, imagine a normal person who doesn't understand ingredients and so forth. And that's one of the issues that's going on now. I mean, there are bigger things which make all this mute. I mean, I'm not even going to talk about politics or religion. I tell people I don't talk politics or religion. But there's an issue that is really, I know you were going to ask, okay, Andy, what do you want to talk about today?
I think we're talking
about... Weren't you going to ask me that? You were going to say, Andy, what do you want to talk about today, right?
I think we're talking about it.
You and I, how many years do we go back? When I first meet you, like 72, 73, something like that, right?
No, I wasn't born then. What are you talking about? No,
really?
I think no.
82? Oh, maybe it was 82. I met you in Arkansas, didn't I?
Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And,
yeah. When was that?
Gosh. I was just talking about that with my husband last night. I was thinking, what? How long has it been? It's been, I'd say, what, 25 years, right? Something like that.
I don't know. I think
it's been a long time.
They're Arkansas,
because
I used to go to the Nitron folks, you know, they had their organic conference. I think that's where I first met
you. I was talking about integrated pest management and beneficial insects. I can't remember what you were speaking about, but I know that
that's my problem.
Anderson.
People just don't remember what I was thinking.
Howard Garrett.
Which is great.
You know,
I can speak about anything now, you know.
But you know what? That conference was way before its time. What Andy's talking about is the Nitron conference that was an organic farming and gardening conference. And way before people, you know, were really talking truly about organics. And Andy, you have been a pioneer and a crusader for organics your whole life. And, you know, so I want to thank you for never giving up and for making it a priority. It's not the easiest thing to have because, you know, when we were talking organics, the word was almost blasphemous. People were fearful of that word because they thought maybe someone was going to take away their synthetic tools that they use, their insecticides and herbicides and fungicides. And we were talking about a different way to do things. And Nitron, people were great way before their time, just like us.
And you know, now I get, see, that's how I started the slogan, don't panic, it's organic. You know, I started that in the sixth grade. But at that time, you know, organic gardening was just not really being introduced, but it was starting to get a little bit more and more speed, you know, with Rodale and you know, it was organic gardening. Now I get attacked all the time by people saying, that's really funny, you're saying don't panic, it's organic, because there's lots of things that are organic that will kill you, that are toxic, that are deadly.
Right. So We're going to have to take a quick break. So
take a break.
Hold that.
Yeah,
don't panic. Get for granted. Taking a quick break for those of you who are listening. I'm coming right back. Don't go away with Mr. Andy Lopez, the amazing Invisible Gardener. So take a break. We're coming right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim. From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores I love to eat. Yum!
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. And my guest this hour is gardening expert, author, television personality, speaker, radio show host, honored guest of the Easy Organic Gardener, and my friend, Andrew Lopez. His website and books are a must-have. Take a moment to go to his website, InvisibleGardener.com. That's InvisibleGardener.com. It's your best guide to the best organic gardening information ever. Welcome back, Andy.
I hope I take that because I want to use that as a commercial. So listen, here's the thing. There's so much to say
about you. You know, normally I take like the first half an hour just to talk about how amazing you are. And, you know, I mean, all the stuff that you've done is just incredible.
You missed artists and scientists. You missed artists, scientists, environmentalists.
Oh, and now you're a musician and writing songs.
Did you hear any of my music?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. We had dinner late last night, and after you and I spoke, and then I hit the hay. So here I am. But I will today. I'm looking forward to it. So
since I talked to you yesterday, I did 3 new songs. When I get nervous and, you know, and meditate, I end up doing music or artwork. But listen, here's the thing that I feel like I am the, you know, the guy who stands in the corner with a sign that says the end is near? That guy, right? So I'm the new age version of it, the digital version of it, okay? Because I've been telling people, I was with the tree people here in L.A. for a long time, and I kept yelling, it's the trees, it's the trees. We need to stop the cutting down the trees. We need to stop. Now, the whole climate change thing, it's fairly bad on one level. And we can say, well, we can fix it. But it has now just moved on to another level, which is not really fixable. It's like as if the Earth has a cancer. It's now into stage 2 cancer level. But it comes down to, and it's really insane. I mean, you think that, you know, the political realm is insane or the religious realm is insane. But this whole thing that's going on with climate change and with humans and the Earth is absolutely mind-bending. Because, I did an article not too long ago. It said 10 ways to kill all living beings on the planet within 50 years. and we're doing exactly, and I write for the Academy of Science, and one guy said, oh, you must have read my article, 10 environmental boundaries not to cross. I said, no, I didn't. And he sent me the thing, and I touched on each one exactly, because you don't have to be a scientist to say, gee, we need clean air, right? We need clean soil. We need clean water. These are our boundaries. If you get them really super dirty, we're going to be in deep trouble, right? Well, that's just one issue right there. I mean, my latest article is called, So You Think CO2 is Bad? Which I warned you that you should have looked at, because then you would know what I would be talking about when I told you yesterday you would see the latest article. Did you get to read it? But he said, no, you're a busy person. I know.
But let's talk about it. Here's what's going on.
Is that, about 10 years ago, I started talking about trees and the importance of trees being the Earth's shock absorber, keep it going from one extreme to the other. And I was also talking about, I love to tell people about the ice ages and the warming period. So people say, this is normal to go through, you know, through this. And I said, yeah, it's normal if you really look at it from a certain point of view. Yeah, yes, we go through ice ages and we go through warming period. And then there's just a recent thing on National Geographic talk about the extinction. They're saying the seventh extinction is coming up. It started already. And the last extinction happened because those volcanoes and they changed the environment so much, the air and everything, to acidify the water, so much carbon dioxide. But it took 60,000 years for that to happen. Now it's only going to take not even 100 years because we have done exactly all the bad things. And most people don't understand. They know about CO2, right? And they understand cars, right? Everybody's, oh, cars polluting CO2. But they don't understand that the ocean normally absorbs CO2, and the ocean is so screwed up now it's not doing a very good job of it. It's actually releasing. What about topsoil? That's how the Earth holds CO2. Carbon, I think it's called carbon something. Well, you would know what I'm talking about, where it goes into the soil and it stays there. is a long term that I don't, sequestration, some long term like that.
Carbon sequestration. There you go.
Right. It's a hard word to pronounce. You have to say it slowly. And we lost 50% of our topsoil. That means we lost 50% of the Earth's ability to absorb carbon dioxide. And what about trees? What do trees do? They absorb carbon dioxide, they give up. We've taken away 50% of the world's forest already. So we're doing everything. And, of course, let's blame the cows. Oh, all the cows, methane from the cows is causing the problem. But here's the thing, okay, so let's assume that we were still at stage one, cancer stage. We basically mean, okay, so if you clean up your act, you eat better food, stop exposing you to toxins, you'll be fine. You will get out of it. And that's where we were 10 years ago. We were at that stage maybe 20 years ago. We were at that stage, okay, everybody stop fighting, let's stop polluting, let's pay attention to what we're doing to the earth. And then maybe we can go back. Maybe we should change, but we should go back. We can go back to behaving and we want to kill people. I tell people, it's like Captain Kirk says, Spock, we're not going to kill today. Because we're so busy killing each other, we need to stop and say, wait a minute. But we're beyond that point now, okay? So what's happening now is, you know the permafrost is melting, right? You know the permafrost is emitting methane. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so, and the scientists were saying it 10 years ago, okay, methane, permafrost, a little bit, nothing to worry about, we'll keep an eye on. And every year I get a little thing from them saying, you know that permafrost is melting and the methane? Well, we studied and we found that every year there's 2 to 3 to 4 times more methane every year. So the year before, the following year, like the last year, they had 10 times more methane in the air than the previous year. And they're saying, well, if this keeps up, there's a certain point where we're all going to die. They call it extinction level right there. And they're saying 20 years, and that was 10 years ago when they're saying, okay, the methane, if that keeps coming up. And just recently, just this past summertime, okay, I read where they found methane, is called methane sinks off the coast of California and Oregon in the ocean. They're going, what's going on here? Methane's starting to come up from the ocean floor, more and more methane. They have video of it. You can actually see it in the infrared thing. You can detect this methane, and more of that's coming up. So to me, okay, so we have a problem. And the problem is that there's nothing we could do now to stop this. I mean, you could have a giant spaceship come to Earth and say, okay, people of Earth, I'm here to save you. Everybody aboard the ship, let's go. And no human beings left. The Earth is going to go through this cycle that we are now started. Okay, the Earth is going to produce more, and methane is 40 times the amount of carbon dioxide that, you know, heat that CO2 does, 40 times. And you know, I was telling people about the ice because, you know, what I see happening. You have to stop me if I go because.
Yeah. So we're taking a break. We're taking a break, and we're coming right back because we're going to talk about what we can do to take care of this doom and gloom because it's not all over. Those of you who are listening, we're coming right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. My guest this hour is esteemed gardening expert Andrew Lopez. He's the founder of the Invisible Gardeners of America, which has had over 8,000 members worldwide. His books include The Organic Grower's Manual, The Organic Home, and Gardening Guide, How to Heal the Earth in Your Spare Time, Natural Pest Control, Alternatives to Chemicals for the Home and Garden, and my favorite, Don't Panic, It's Organic. His website, Invisible Gardener, InvisibleGardener.com, is your one-stop for organic gardening information. Welcome back, Andrew. So that was a lot of information that for many of our listeners may have sounded very frightening, and yet I think, you know, as a crusader for organic gardening and for choosing organics and doing things that are positive for our planet, I think it's important that people talk about these things. And it does sound very gloomy, but what can we do? What is, you know, everything, you know, I have a sign on my kitchen fridge. It says, if it's meant to be, it's up to me, meaning that I have my entire life to work on me. And, you know, what can we do in our own homes and in our own gardens? Let's hear from you. What should we do?
You have to learn to multitask. Okay, so as a new age digital person, you know, we multitask all the time, but we need to learn to multitask where it really counts. We need to become more active in what the real issue is, and that basically is, to what extent do we want the human race to survive on the planet? Because the Earth will be here, and things will come back to one extent or another. You know, when something becomes extinct, there's no saying it could come back. Maybe something different will come back. It's hard to say. But all we can do is talk about human beings and what future human beings have on this planet. And we have to multitask because, yeah, we have to do our daily lives. We have to live our lives. We have to go to work. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to become a monk and meditate and leave the world alone. You know, you have to be of the world, part of the world. At the same time, we have a voice, and we need to tell the powers that be, whether it be our government or the officials or whoever, that we need to make some rapid changes, even though we cannot. We're in a place where we, no matter what we did, it's not going to stop it. But if we were to behave as if we can make a difference, and we start making changes so that it can slow down the effect and eventually help it to regain itself. Because there's lots of things that the Earth can do in terms of getting it back, but we have to stop. You have to stop sticking your hand in the fire in the first place and keep. And realize that, yeah, you're going to get burned, and it's going to burn your whole hand and your body, and everything is going to hurt. And so you have to stop the law of cause and effect. You have to deal with the cause. And that's why I always tell people, you have to learn what the cause. So the cause is basically human beings, our consciousness. But we don't have the time to evolve to high spiritual beings where everything we do, we're leaving flowers behind and everything beautiful is. We have to pay attention now to what we're doing to our footprint, just the carbon, but we have to understand what methane does, what plastic does, what chemicals do. What radiation does. We have to understand what all these things are, and we need to make the change so that slowly we can the only thing you can do is to behave correctly, start acting correctly, become better gardeners of the world. And we don't have a lot of time, so we have to push the changes a little bit faster. Hopefully that maybe that'll slow down the other change in the other direction, because it's going to happen. The world's going to get warmer and warmer and warmer, and things are going to die off because it's too hot, and then it's going to get really cold. And so we human beings have to pay attention. I was thinking the other day, I said, well, you know, if we can go to Mars and plant ourselves in Mars and grow there, we can take the very same technology we're building for Mars and put it here. People need to start becoming scientists and build cities that are self-enclosed, you know, that hold the air in, that give us oxygen, and give us a way to survive, because that's what we have to start thinking about if we're going to be living on the planet, because the planet's going to change so radically. I mean, even growing, you know, because there's another group of scientists are saying, you know, if we continue like this, forget everything else, people will not be able to grow food on the Earth in 50 years. There's just no, there won't be any place you can grow it. Right? You know, there's 50% less topsoil, the climate's changing so rapidly. So basically, you have to build a greenhouse. I wrote an article here in Malibu that kept saying, well, it got over 101 degrees here in Malibu. It never got over 89 or 90. You know, we're supposed to be cool. But then avocado trees are frying, citrus trees are frying, fruit trees are frying because basically cannot handle that heat. So, yeah, if you want to have fruit trees, you're going to have to build a greenhouse, put your fruit trees inside, put your garden in there, and learn how to control that, because the environment is going to be changed so much and so rapidly. If we're going to survive, we have to use our technology to survive it with. I said that in one breath.
That was amazing. And, you know, your advice is solid. You're not making anybody wrong. What you're saying is that it's up to each of us. Each of us collectively together can make different choices, and we can do it without having to harm another living thing, really. All we have to do
We're trapped in a lot of ways, because I would love to stop driving a car that pollutes, right? I would love to stop doing things that causes, you know, more waste and stuff. But we're kind of stuck in a social realm of things. You can't just, you know, so we have to make those changes. We have to keep pushing for changes that are good for everything, for everyone, and all living beings involved, because things are becoming extinct so fast. then they're gone, you know. And we have to pay attention. I feel we're doing the, we're sticking our head in the sand, but our butt's in the air. Doesn't really solve the problem, right? You see what I'm saying, you know. And so that's where we're at right now. And we're at that place where we need to pay attention to what we're doing. We can't be unconscious beings. Just, I have a new t-shirt that says, I am not a lemming, because that's, they call it the lemming effect. You know, everybody's off, going off the cliff, and you're going, excuse me, why are we going off the cliff here? What's going on? And people, I don't know, let's jump. And I'm going, no, I don't think so. So, okay, your
turn. One of the things that, you know, that I really recommend for people, of course, is to vote with your dollars. And, you know, when we vote for organics, we know that, the organic food has not been grown with synthetics. Many of those synthetics are petroleum-based products. And so we
would add certified organic.
Absolutely. Certified organic. And of course, when you grow your own food, you know it's certified organic. And so,
hopefully,
you know,
right,
that we're assuming that people are not using synthetics in their own garden. And not only that, you know, when you are composting, you are taking waste and recycling it. And of course, recycling plastics and paper, all of the things that we can recycle. And even though we still drive cars that use fossil fuel, we can again vote with our dollars to share, ride share, walk when we can, bicycle when we can, take the bus when we can.
Here's part of the interesting problem is that, did you know that farmers contribute to through the misuse of farming practices, which is basically meaning you mold and till the earth, you're not only releasing carbon dioxide back into the air again, but you're destroying the soil. You're destroying the microbiological. I tell people, think of it as a condo with lots of floors.
I want you to talk about this. We're going to take another break in about 5 seconds.
Oh,
so come back and we'll talk about what tilling does to the soil. Because I think it's very important, and that dovetails in how we treat our own soil in our garden. So, so everybody's listening. Go grab a quick, take a quick break. And I'm coming right back in just a few minutes with the wonderful Andrew Lopez.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Pogrela J. Fry. And with me this hour is the amazing Andy Lopez. He promotes organic alternatives through books, tapes, lectures, and radio shows, and of course, his amazing website, InvisibleGardener.com, InvisibleGardener.com. It's a pleasure to have Andy with me, and we've been fortunate enough to have him as a regular guest from time to time. So welcome back, Andy. Thank you so very much for joining us today and enlightening us about so many things, and thank you, as always, for being a crusader and a pioneer for everything that's good and organic. So many things. So one of the things that you were talking about, which a lot of people might be surprised to hear, is this whole idea of farmers contributing to some of these issues that we've been talking about because of the way that they farm. And I know that you talk a lot about, you know, better ways to farm so that we're not disruptive of our environment. There are ways that that are much more natural and just make more biorational sense. Enlighten us about that, please.
Well, see, people are under the misguided misinformation that they think that cars is number one source of pollution, you know, carbon CO2 emission. And in reality, it's a toss-up between farmers and the folks that, I was going to say cut down trees, but they basically burn down trees so they can then grow cattle or palm oil. When a farmer rototills the earth up, you know, there's 50%, we've lost 50% of our topsoil rate through malpractice. That's what happens when you rototill the soil over. You turn it over, you rototill it, you know, to do a new crop. But what happens is you destroy that earth's ability to absorb carbon dioxide, actually releases. And the reason why it absorbs the carbon dioxide is because the soil is alive, has microorganisms in there, and that's what they do. That's the whole, there's so many different levels of microorganisms. They develop a way that the soil, basically, like I was talking about a condo, you have different floors. Different microbes live on different floor levels. And when you roll it, so you're basically taking it and scrambling up and destroying everything out there. And that soil can no longer hold the carbon dioxide. Basically, when you get organic matter, when it breaks down, that's where you get the carbon goes right into the soil. That's what trees do. But with farmers, it's 50% of the carbon dioxide. And the other issue is when they cut, they used to cut the trees down and plant new cattle. Now they burn the trees down for cattle, and that burning alone produces more carbon dioxide in the air than all the cars in the world combined. Imagine that, okay? So between those two things, that is the number one cause of CO2 emissions in the world. And it's just too, you know, that could be fixed. It's easy enough to fix because farming technology needs to advance, and we need to stop this whole, you know, I understand people tell me, you know, if you stop eating meat, they won't do that. Because there's so much waste and environment and everything for meat. But that can be changed. So that can be worked with. And that's what I tell people is that farming technology, the way we farm at home, because I tell a lot of times when I, in my business, the way I do my business is really bringing the soil back to life. That's it right there in a nutshell. If the soil is living, everything else will survive. Like I have another article that says there's a relationship between climate change and the health of the soil. And if the soil dies, anything that grows on it will die also. Trees. People have a hard time with trees nowadays. They don't understand that there's a connection between the trees and the soil and how the trees get food or how anything gets the nutrition they need, you know. And so these are issues that we can deal with, that we can change, and that's what we have to do. We have to change our farming practices, change our lifestyle. We have more waste. Americans throw more food away than the rest of the world eats. We need to fix that. There are issues that we can fix, that we can work on. And there are always greater issues and things on top that we have to deal with first. Like this whole climate change thing and this whole methane thing. We can start cleaning our act up and cleaning ourselves up, and it'll help. Because together, the whole world wants to say, wait a minute, we're going to stop right now and we're going to fix this and make a change. It'll take a few years for things to the dust to settle down, so to speak, and the toxins, radiation will be here for hundreds of thousands of years. How do you clean that up? How do you get rid of the plastic, the little pieces of plastic that's in the ocean? You know, it doesn't degrade. It's tiny little bubbles, tiny little, you know, I forget what they call it, like microplastic. But we have the technology because we have the consciousness, and that's the whole thing. If our consciousness was to say, hey, we're not into money, we're into sustainability, we're into making the earth a healthier place, a cleaner place for every living thing, imagine, right?
Yeah. We have all of the tools in front of us, and it starts with just being biorational, doing things that are not in destruction of our precious planet, that are in cooperation with our precious planet and
right.
With all of life on our planet. And so it's the little things that we do. It's the permaculture, if you will, of life that we are conservative of water. We're conservative with everything that we do. And be more loving to one another and to all of things that are alive. More loving in our gardens. More loving in everything we do, because what comes around, you know, goes around, and that vibrational frequency will be felt not just in our own home and within our own selves, but for everyone.
So here's something interesting that I started to do. I figured, okay, all it has to do about vibrational frequency. It all has to do with changing everybody's vibration. So I started writing music, and that's what the music is. I learned a long time ago there's certain tones or certain frequencies that are harmonizing. You listen to them, whether it be insect, animal, plants, whatever. It harmonizes you. It changes your consciousness. It helps to heal. So I started writing music, and I put these tones in it that basically the body listens to, not the mind. Because I figure, well, I can't work with your mind, but maybe I could talk to your body and make you mellow down, make you love things. Because if we become really good gardeners, a good gardener loves everything. Doesn't see a bug, say, oh, I'm going to go kill that bug. He says, oh, look, a beautiful bug. What a beautiful little creature you are, you know. Enjoy life. And if I do everything right, that bug will come and go and not bother me at all. I get constantly thinking about, how can I kill this? How can I kill that? I go, you got it all wrong. You know, we're not here to go around killing everything. We're here to try to be good guardians. Because I basically, people, you know, I've learned that I'm a guardian of my cat, my guardian of my dog. You know, I'm a guardian. It's not owner. I'm just a, not even a caretaker, a guardian. So we're guardians of the earth, and we have to because, you know, we've taken over the position, you know what I mean? And we have to do that, and we have to do it for the benefit of everything, you know, of the soil. People don't understand. The soil's alive. We need to protect it because if the soil goes, we go. If we can't, you know, it might as well live on Mars, right? And that's what happened. They didn't pay attention to the soil. So that's what we have to, and I do that in the music. So I tell people, I call it inner gardening music, see? I realize it's inner gardening. We got to go inside, and just like outside, because I learned, you know, inside, so outside, so it's above, so below. There's always a reflection in everything, the two parts of the coin. And so if you meditate, you're going inside. Yeah, there's a garden inside. And we have to culture our garden, make it beautiful. And if everybody did that, because in the earth, you know, one thing that's interesting is that the fungi, mycorrhizae, it's the world's largest living organism. It's one organism, and it talks to itself, right? You know, miles and miles and miles. What you do one place, it knows there. And that's how the trees talk to each other. It's like an internet for the soil. The soil, not the soul. You know what I mean? The soil. Soil's internet. And it's really cool. And that's what I do. I key in. I tell people, grow mushrooms, because then the mushrooms will produce a mycelium. There's a man who wrote a book called How to Heal the Earth, How to Save the Earth by Growing Mushrooms. And it's mycelium. So I cultivate mycelium in the people's soil, and then they call me, mushrooms are growing, I'm so happy, oh, it's alive. You know, it's
everybody
alive,
go
it's
out.
Alive.
Everybody go out and grow mushrooms. I highly recommend that we all use low tillage or no tillage in our gardens. And unfortunately, we have to say goodbye to the amazing Andrew Lopez. As always, we are going to ask you to come back and entertain us and enlighten us. Thank you so much to all of you today for listening to the show. And we'll be back with another amazing person next week. So go out and make it a great, easy, organic garden week. This is your host, Sherry Pereira. Stay tuned.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.